There's a traditional assumption about farming. A massive, abundant harvest automatically equals prosperity for the farmer who grew it. But agricultural economics rarely work that simply. When every field produces a great yield, an enormous oversupply floods the market. Demand vanishes, and the crop's market price violently collapses. This traps farmers in a cycle known as distress selling. With huge piles of perishable crops sitting in the sun, they are forced to offload their yield at a steep loss just to clear the inventory before it rots. To protect against this, the government established a standard safety net called the Minimum Support Price, or MSP. It is designed to act as a guaranteed survivable baseline for a crop's value. Yet when unregulated free market forces pull actual prices far below that baseline, a strange paradox emerges. The farmer's greatest operational success, growing a massive crop, becomes the exact catalyst for their financial ruin. To solve this specific paradox, the government of Madhya Pradesh introduced a policy called the Bhavantar Bhuktan Yojana, or BBY. Unlike traditional state purchasing subsidies, where the government physically buys up the excess grain, BBY functions as a financial hedge against systemic market volatility. The state doesn't need to mobilize a massive fleet of trucks or secure warehouses to buy the crops. Instead, it deploys pure capital as an economic shock absorber, effectively insulating the farmer from the sudden market crash. Visualize this mathematically. Plummeting market prices sit at the bottom red line, while the minimum support price remains at the top green line. BBY calculates the exact deficit from the mandi selling price to the MSP baseline, directly compensating the farmer to bridge the gap. Through this mathematical intervention, the government stabilizes the agricultural economy without ever touching a single grain of wheat or dealing with the physical logistics of storage. Triggering this hedge requires the verification of three distinct data points to ensure the capital reaches the correct producer. First, the system requires identity verification. Every participant must register their Aadhaar card on the MP e-Uprajan portal. Second, the farmer must provide proof of asset through state-recognized land ownership documents, specifically the Khasra or Khatoni records. Finally, the transaction is verified. Crops must be sold during the Kharif procurement window at an official state mandi to acquire a verified receipt. Only when identity, land ownership, and an official mandi sale are cross-referenced does the system process the compensation. By routing the validation through official state mandis and mandatory documentation, the scheme filters out fraudulent claims while ensuring legitimate deficits are addressed. Once the math is verified, the calculated deficit is credited directly into the farmer's registered bank account. Because this payment bypasses the physical mandi sale and moves directly from the state to the individual, it ensures the compensation isn't diverted by the agents who typically facilitate the crop trade. The requirement for digital registration and official receipts creates a formal record for agricultural sales that were once frequently unrecorded or cash-based. Farmers who once relied entirely on the unpredictable whims of local buyers now have a predictable financial buffer backed by the state. The Bhavantar Bhuktan Yojana acts as a structural buffer. It ensures that in Madhya Pradesh, a high-yield harvest no longer carries the threat of a price-driven financial collapse.